and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching, I guess technically the 21st episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, which is the Halloween special, Trickster Treat, which first aired on October 27th, 2012, written by Michael Sorich and directed by Jonathan Zakor. It is still based, I don't know if there's an official credit for it, it is still based on the stories by Yasuko Kobayashi. In any event, we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
What? It's Halloween? This day is a mockery to all of us monsters.
Again, it's their second one.
They're supposed to belong to us.
I guess keep in mind that technically we didn't know about Lauren yet.
How the humans dress up like monsters for fun. But this year, we'll be the ones having Halloween fun. I found this cool ghoul named Trickster. He traps humans in bad dreams. He's working on the Power Rangers.
I've invaded their minds. Now I'll put all kinds of weird thoughts in them. It's bad dreams for them.
So the Rangers don't appear in any out of suit footage that isn't pre-recorded, from what I understand. There may be some new audio, but nothing new filmed by them. Ooh, wait, is this the samurai morph or opening? It is. Why would they be using the samurai intro for this? That's really weird. I mean, I had forgotten about this one, but it's cool to see it again, I guess. But they put the Super Samurai ending on it. Interesting. Are these supposed to be little kids?
Let the bad times roll, Ranger.
Ugh.
I love scary movies.
He's got hands coming out of his eyes. Oh, and eyes on his hands. Ooh.
Wakes up from their nightmares. Now, let's add a little color and bring in the stars of this dream world. Rangers, that's your cue. Oh, such fools. These suckers think they've been called away from their Halloween party to save some trick-or-treaters.
Oh, see? They are using more Sentai footage here. What? I believe this uses footage from a special from Shinkinger.
Watch out. Kevin won the prize for best costume and he's feeling super.
Yeah, watch out.
What is it called? Oh, yes, after the Sentai ended, they had a special, The Return of Samurai Sentai Shinkinger, I believe was a video you had to buy or something? But they're using footage from that to do this episode. And that version really does have, a somewhat similar premise, sort of, other than the Halloween bit. But okay, sure. Where's his sword? Also, Monster Mash, isn't that a, Okay. I guess this is more like using the actual powers from the... No, it's not. Never mind. Because he's a fish power, not a deer or whatever that is. Wait, what? Why is he acting weird? Meanwhile, Jaden's down on his knees. What's going on here? Oh, that's what I said.
Guys, do you remember even getting dressed up for Halloween? I don't.
Ah, oh, this is great! I'm having so much fun!
Hey, guys, listen. What's that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys hear that?
What is that? That's weird.
Something's not right.
What's going on?
I wonder if this is one of those things, though, that, like, if they realize what's going on and they wake up, it's going to cause some kind of situation to arise. Maybe not. We've seen this footage a few minutes ago. Wait, what? That's not Mia. That's Shinken Pink.
Does anyone know why we're dancing?
Just relax and shake it.
How can I relax? I can't stop.
Fantastico!
This is just kind of rude, I think. This is Jonathan Zachor at work. Oh, they're blurring her face so you can't see it, but she's also a lighter shade on her skin than Mia is. And it looks like, it sounds kind of like Mia's voice is being kind of, digitally worked. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also kind of, seems kind of wrong at the same time. And, I don't know. Pretty sure this is also the same stage that, Mia and her brother and Antonio performed on. Well, wait, no, it can't be, because that was American footage. I really wish... Oh, my God. I really wish they could have done some American footage somewhere. Oh, we saw that. Oh, this is just... This reuse of the end of the final ep. Wait, this is from the beginning of last episode.
You guys can stand, right?
I'll keep them dream fighting for. So, are you telling me that they went through the motions for this before? And oh, I don't like that. No.
Tricks on me?
And take this!
Okay, some of it's funny, but still, they're just... This is just really... I don't know. The reuse of this footage is funky. Now they're in different outfits. Join me so I can wind you up and bring you down. Don't you get it? I'm the one who's holding the... I think that's from the episode that was... their run up was from the episode where Mentor and Antonio were being held hostage. I guess he's just having too much fun toying with those pathetic samurai rangers. Why do these Nylock always insist on screwing up a good thing? Come on, Rangers! And they're going to go through the whole morph? Oh, my Lanta. Here's a question. Why do you need to ha when you're just putting your arms down? So, what I can tell from watching the morph is that it is actually them in the suits up until now. Okay. And this part... it's done by the stunt guys. And the helmet is probably a CGI thing just to cover up the face. Could be a helmet, but I don't know. Wait, was Antonio even up there? Maybe he was. Maybe I saw the footage from a different episode. I don't know. Yeah, he was up there. Okay. Wow. I know it's Halloween, but that was the longest costume change I've ever seen. Thank you. Exactly. About a month and a half. Barracuda blade. When did the Barracuda blade start making that kind of noise? Everyone hides behind it except for Mike, who just lays down. Nice. Dream beam, huh? Oh, yeah. Maybe you haven't met these guys before. Hello?
Right, let's do it. Cannon blast mode. Claw this!
Ooh, what does that change it to look like?
Lion disc, dragon disc,
turtle disc,
bear disc,
ape disc,
octodisc.
Do I look scared?
Multi-disc octo cannon, cannon blast.
New Megazord fight too? Sweet.
Thanks for that. Now I'm bigger and better.
Activate folding swords.
Flying folding swords.
I don't know if you could tell it when they were doing it, but they usually refilm that part. So all their morphers had the little brush thing on them like Lauren's does. Man, they were really milking as much time as they could. I really hope he says something about it again. That was kind of sort of funny, but probably won't because the joke's played now. Now this will be kind of interesting because technically, as far as the Sentai goes, this kind of took place afterwards. No, obviously it couldn't have. I don't know where it takes place in the Sentai. But I can't imagine we're going to get. Oh Lord. I don't know that we're going to get Super Samurai mode or anything here.
That's the biggest dialogue ever.
This doesn't look good.
Look at me, Samurai Shrimpies. I'm all grown up. Looks like you got a big problem on your hands. Ready to play some patty cake? You know, up until now, I've been getting a kick out of you guys. But now, you're about to get a real kick out of me.
Sure, the whole of the Megazord can take another hit like that.
Hello? Is anybody home?
This is big trouble.
It's the trickster. Trick or treat. Either way, you're all gonna lose your minds.
Stop it!
Hold on tight.
Knock, knock.
He's about to turn our Megazord into confetti. He's toying with us like this is some big joke. It's no joke. He's pulling our leg.
Not bad. Oh, that's also used in the finale.
Are you all okay?
Huh? Wait a minute. That windmill.
Its sound is hypnotic.
I recognize that sound.
Yeah, we heard it in the forest.
And we heard it while dancing to that song.
Well, yeah. Okay. Did they forget about it in between?
That's the way he's been controlling us. Let's break the trance.
Samurai Shrimp! Why'd you do that? That was my biggest fan! No! Now you've done it! All my dreams are going up in flames!
We're awake again! We're back to being us!
We have to act fast!
Yeah! Before he messes with our minds again!
Okay, guys, let's finish him for good. Lion discs! Spin sword!
Really? Oh, yep.
Blazing strike!
Not bad. Okay. Oh, this is actually kind of cool. So, is this his first form still, or does this not count as that? I'm confused.
Seismic swing!
Nope, still gotta get big again. Okay. Jeez. So, are they supposed to be in that... Oh, now all of a sudden we're in the Super Samurai version. Well, now they're really huge compared to that guy.
Wake up. You're going down. Reality is, we're in control.
Nice try. Dream beam.
Huh? How will we stop these beams from in here?
We'll have to dream big.
Are you kidding me? Well, I guess it's a dream, so I guess it's allowed to work this way, but what?
This isn't how it's supposed to work.
It's time to wrap this up. Let's finish this. End this jokester's laughter, and it'll be pleasant dreams.
The Red Ranger's got no clue. I've got them all in a dream within a dream. Oh, they can never touch me.
Think again, Trickster. This time the trick is gonna be on you.
What's happening?
Double control!
Let's stop this movie!
How did you figure it out?
Oh, I like the integration of the Power Ranger footage and the Sentai stuff, though. That's kind of cool. Technology is finally allowing them to have better integration these days.
Samurai Rangers, Halloween is ours.
Dang, man. Okay, number one, that's kind of funny. But also, that again was the rocking of the boat from the finale. It's a really weird episode there. It's like the only footage they had to work with was the movie special here and the Ranger footage from like the last episode or two. That was really annoying. I didn't like that one. Monster's kind of weird looking, but I didn't like that one. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the actual final episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Stuck on Christmas. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Let's go.